98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com presents the Mid-Columbia Today Show with Mark Bailey. Special thanks to our sponsors, Skyline Health and Delcarpine Automotive. Now, here's Mark Bailey.
Good morning. It is 8:05. It is a Thursday morning. We are 48 hours away now from the Bi-Coastal Media Radio Auction presented by Gill Mortgage. You can still get a bidder number, but you probably need to do it today if you don't have one. 541-296-2211 is the number to call for a VIP bidder number. You can get all the auction items, the catalog at GorgeRadio.com. You can check out what's going to be available for bid or instant auction purchase. A lot of them are for instant auction purchase these days. Certificates, things like that. So you can go get that. And you don't have to have a bidder number to bid. I will throw that in there. But it makes it easier for you when all you got to do is say, I'm bidder, whatever your number is. I don't know if they use 2-, 3-, 4-digit numbers. I have no idea. Because I don't get involved in that part of it. They just ask me to push it. And I do, because that's what they pay me to do. So again, the auction coming up about 48 hours. Starts at 8:00. It actually starts at 8:05, by the way. We got to sync all the stations up, you know, first before we go on the air. But 8 o'clock, this is a good general rule. Yeah, I'll go to somewhere in the 3 o'clock vicinity, somewhere in there. Here's our guest today on this show. First part of the program, Jason Ward's going to join us. He is the Oregon Water Supply Specialist for NRCS Oregon. This gets into the snowpack. We are going to talk about what it all means. In fact, I'm just right now clicking on the snowpack interactive map. 40%, that's better than it's been, I will say that. It's still not great, obviously. But having said that, the water year to date is 100%. It's right at normal for the water year to date. But it's not in the form of snow, obviously. So we'll talk to Jason about that, because we will get into what this all means for irrigation season, especially. Second half of the show, Matt Coleman, Skyline Hospital CEO, is going to join us. And we will talk to Matt, probably about Cultivate Columbia for the most part, as that big fundraiser is coming up in April. But first, as we always do, let's tell you about what this day has meant and what it means, at least to some people. 1912, the Girl Scouts of the USA had its beginnings as Juliet Gordon Lowe of Savannah, Georgia, founded the first American troop of the Girl Guides. I think that's out of Britain, I think. And we turned it to the Girl Scouts. It kind of goes along. We have the Boy Scouts, of course, and the Cub Scouts and all that. 1928, the St. Francis Dam north of Los Angeles, California, failed, sending over 12 billion gallons of water into the San Francisco Canyon and killing over 400 people. 1930, Mohandas Gandhi began his 24-day, 240-mile salt march to the Indian village of Dandi as an act of nonviolent civil disobedience to protest the salt tax levied by colonial Britain. 1933, President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivered the first of his fireside chats, a series of evening radio broadcasts to the American public. 1938, Nazi Germany annexed Austria as German troops crossed the border of that country. 1947, President Harry S. Truman announced what became known as the Truman Doctrine to help Greece and Turkey resist communism during the Cold War. In 1980, a Chicago jury found John Wayne Gacy Jr. guilty of the murders of 33 men and boys. The next day, Gacy was sentenced to death. He was executed 14 years later. 2003, Elizabeth Smart, the 15-year-old girl who vanished from her bedroom 9 months earlier, was found alive in a Salt Lake City suburb with two drifters, Brian David Mitchell and Wanda Barzee. Mitchell is serving a life sentence for kidnapping Smart. Barzee was released from prison in September of 2018. 2009, disgraced financier Bernard Madoff pled guilty in New York to the largest Ponzi scheme in history, having defrauded his clients of nearly $65 billion. He would later be sentenced to 150 years behind bars. Madoff died in prison in April of 2021. And also in 2021, the city of Minneapolis agreed to pay $27 million to settle a civil lawsuit from George Floyd's family over Floyd's murder by police. days for today. It is, we mentioned, Girl Scout Day, as it is, of course, the day the Girl Scouts were founded. National Alfred Hitchcock Day today. It's National Plant a Flower Day. Kind of wet out there, isn't it? Be out doing any gardening right now. It's National Working Moms Day today. We salute all of those who are out there working and raising a family and all those things. And it's World Day Against Cyber Censorship Day today. For food today, the first one I have really no interest in. It is National Baked Scallops Day today. I'll pass. I'm not a big shellfish guy. It is a National Milky Way Day today. Apparently this is as in Milky Way, the candy bar. It's a classic. It's a great one. And it's also, on this, I saved this one for last, it's Popcorn Lovers Day today. So make yourself a batch of popcorn, settle it in the rain. Watch it rain outside. Hopefully that's all it will do. That's what we've got for you, for what it's worth. 8:10 in the morning, we come back. Jason Ward, NRCS Oregon Water Supply Specialist, joins us after this.
No matter what the time of year, there's always something happening at Farm Grass Table. Stop in for your favorite flower, carts, edibles, plus daily deals, a loyalty program that earns you points, and special discounts for locals. Don't miss our in-store game with weekly prizes, just for fun. And getting here is easy. Exit 62 right off I-84 with free parking and a huge lot waiting for you. Farm Grass Table, your hometown dispensary, right off exit 62.
Do not operate a vehicle or machinery under the influence of this drug. For use only by adults 21 years of age or older. Keep out of the reach of children.
Rage Graphics and Design.
Get the word out!
Our business is making your business noticed. Sign design, three-dimensional carved signs, banners, embroidery.
Get the word out!
At Rage Graphics and Design, we use the leading edge of technology to help you.
Get the word out!
Your business, your logo, your advertising.
Let's come up with your design together.
217 East 3rd Street in the Dalles. Call 296-SIGN. Online at RageGraphicsWithAnX.com.
Get the word out!
You're ready to get out and have some fun. The Bi-Coastal Media Radio Auction, presented by Gill Mortgage, can help you save some money on doing that. Golf from Indian Creek Golf Course, winter sports gear from Doug's, e-bike rentals from Gear Up Moppin, raft trips with Wet Planet Rafting, and bicycle tune-ups and hitch rack carrier from SPR Bicycle Shop, all up for bid on Saturday. And you can save 20, 30, 40, maybe even 50%. Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on AM 1340, 98.3 FM KIHR, 103.9 The Hawk, 93.5 KCFM, or 105.5 and 96.9 KCGB, or listen through GorgeRadio.com. Listen for the items to come up for bid, and when they do, call 541-386-1511. Go to GorgeRadio.com for more details, including a complete list of what's available. The Bi-Coastal Media Radio Auction, presented by Guild Mortgage, getting underway Saturday morning at 8. Stay tuned throughout the day. You'll probably save yourself some money.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And it is 8:13 in the morning on MCT. We're going to have to have with us on the phone from the Natural Resources Conservation Service of Oregon and their snow survey, water supply specialist Jason Ward joins us. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing?
All right, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
Well, let's talk here. Of course, we're specifically the Hood Sandy Laura Deschutes Basin in our listening area. But it goes without saying around the state of Oregon, this has not been a good year for snowpack where we need it. It's improving, though, I guess, a little bit with what we're getting here over the last couple days. But I'm assuming, Jason, at this point, the idea that we're going to catch up is probably far-fetched, isn't it?
Yes, Mark. Well, good summation there. Unfortunately, this is helping in the next, last couple of days, but it's still well below normal, both statewide and in the Hood Sandy Lower Deschutes Basin. Statewide, we're at about 32% of normal, and in the basin, Hood Sandy Lower Deschutes, we're 40% of normal. So still well below where we'd like to be this time of year. Typically, the peak is later in March, but we won't probably get back to normal conditions unless there's really something miraculous at this point. Mm-hmm.
I can't recall, I've been doing these interviews for a while now, the snowpack being this bad for this particular basin at 40%. do we have a historical context of how unusual this is?
Yeah, I think 2015 was a bit lower in this basin. You know, elsewhere in the state, they're faring a little poorer, like record lows. We have had a little bit more precip in the Mount Hood area and in the leeward side. So it's at 40%. We're seeing some basins down to 25% in the state. So, but 2015 was lower. That's the most recent year of consideration. But our records, you know, it's in the lower few years since we've been doing this no-till program in the early 80s. So, yeah, that's about 46 years of record.
Now, having said all this, it's not for lack of precipitation. I was just checking the maps here before we went on, and I thought I saw the Hood Stanley Deschutes Basin as far as precipitation so far in the water year, which was started the 1st of October, was right at 100%, right at normal. I mean, that's what makes this very unusual, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah. Good point. We are near normal. Just this event brings us right back to normal for the basin. And we've been hovering, you know, in December we had all those atmospheric river events as well, and we're above normal. And this AR here, this atmospheric river event, is also bringing us back to normal. But the temperatures have been the main storyline from a snowpack perspective. They've been well above normal to above normal since November each month. And so that precip has fallen as rain as opposed to snow, even at elevation in the mountains. So that's really been the driver, is above normal, persistent above normal temperatures throughout this winter season. That is a pretty big anomaly when you have near normal precip and well below snowpack.
I would imagine then what that leads to is, if you've got the rain falling on snow that has already fallen, you've got those warmer temperatures, I assume then we also lose the snowpack that has fallen quicker, don't we?
That's true, yeah. It does saturate the little bit of snowpack we do have, and it creates runoff earlier here. You know, a lot of our forecasts are geared toward April through September, because that's when a lot of the agricultural use and other interest in the state occur in spring and summer flows. And the snowpack is a natural reservoir that holds that water in the snowpack and releases it later when it's more useful for other purposes for water supply. So that's the issue, is this runoff that's occurring in the near term, we won't be able to utilize it for those sources. So it's not boding well for springtime and summer flows.
So I know you just released a summary report here. I've got in front of me, I think this was actually done March 1st, so it doesn't take into account what we're having right now. But what are we forecasting for our irrigation season? I mean, certainly it can't be particularly good just based on the numbers.
Yeah, it's our forecasts that were issued March 1 are about 76% of normal in the basin. There again, the Hood, Sandy, and Lower Deschutes were a bit better than some of the other basins that are otherwise snow-dominated in eastern Oregon. But it's you know, below, so three-quarters of normal for the April through September time frame. That's the 50% exceedance. But, you know, there may be some, it's largely dependent on precip that we get, you know, out in that April, May time frame that's going to drive it as well, which we don't really have models that predict that very well. Mm-hmm. But from a snowpack perspective, that component, it's looking like a slightly below normal to below normal water supply year.
So if we have, and I've seen some forecasts, you know, I know trying to do long-range forecasting on this is not necessarily a great, it's not particularly accurate, but I've seen some stories come down about expecting a wetter than normal spring. Now, obviously, that wouldn't necessarily be in the snow situation. I suppose it could, but it wouldn't be a heavy snow. How much would a wet spring help kind of preserve what we have?
Well, it's at least from a temperature perspective, is a factor there too. So if we have still these above normal temperatures, we're not going to get any like late season big snowpack development. It's sort of be a function of temperature and precip, as we've alluded to. But from a stream flow perspective, you know, if we get a wet spring, that still will help in that earlier season from a you know, planting perspective, or early spring needs for irrigation. But you know, there's right now, the 8 to 14 day, which is about as far as we trust the models, are still calling for above normal temps and near normal precip. You know, we are in a weak La Nina, but we're transitioning out of that to more neutral conditions. And we were just talking to the climatologist yesterday, and there's this year looks like it was one of the lowest snowpack years in terms of a La Nina, which typically brings more like near normal to above normal snowpack. So it's quite an anomaly. It's being a weak La Nina winter.
Well, I was just looking up here, at least for Hood River, which obviously that's down low. I mean, I'm seeing a temperature of close to 70 degrees on Tuesday. It doesn't seem to have rain with it. How important is it if we're going to have the warmer temperatures to also maybe not have rain when that occurs?
Yeah, I mean, there's, evaporation. We are, because of that precip, the ground is wet, so we're going to see it hold for a bit. But it also, you get to see evapotranspiration as we start to see spring green occurring with plants. And so that will start to suck the moisture out if we don't see that intervening rainfall in spring as well. So it's sort of last year we went from a high snowpack year to sort of a quick evaporative season because of a dry spring later after sort of a high snowpack winter, and that had some implications. So it's sort of a combination of that intervening rainfall, as you alluded to keep the soil moisture going and the stream flow as well.
Mm-hmm. I was looking at the report for this basin. I was looking at the stream flow forecast for April through September. It says 76 to 95% of median for the Hood, Sandy, and Deschutes Basin, which is a big area. So I assume these stream flows may differ as you get more, if you try to get more macro onto this and focus on certain areas. Would that be accurate?
Very good point there, Mark. Yeah, that 95% is the Columbia River at the Dalles, so that's sort of how we, our basin does have that one point. But obviously, the Columbia River is huge, 250,000 square miles, and goes up into Canada. So those basins from a snowpack perspective in the upper Columbia have been closer to normal. So that's why you see that Columbia River at the Dalles closer to normal relative to the local sub-basins for Hood River and 15 Mile and those smaller creeks. Those are more snow-dependent locally, so that's why you see the lower water supply forecasts that are for local areas of interest.
Well, yeah, I'm looking at that. I'm looking at Hood River at Tucker Bridge. I mean, you have a wide range here, but I mean, it goes all the way under 50% of median, both and also at the West Fork of the Hood River at D, a very similar potential forecast there. I guess that's what we talk about in terms of, And that's why I think of the irrigation or those type of rivers rather than the Columbia, even though I know the Columbia does play an important role. But in terms of the local area, those two, the numbers range to very low to also, fairly high as well. Is it more difficult with the smaller bodies of water, the smaller tributaries, to be able to hone in on this?
Yeah, that's sort of the envelope of uncertainty is like exceed its probability. So what you're seeing there is that lowest number is a 90% chance of exceedance. So that is below the period of record for specifically Hood River at Tucker Bridge. And then you're seeing kind of the spread of different traces from different years based on the springtime conditions as well. So for normal precip. So that's why I was quoting sort of that 50% exceedance is 190,000 acre feet for April to September. But really from considering the snowpack component, I think our forecasters are encouraging folks to consider for irrigation planning purposes more of the conservative end of that, which is sort of that orange line that you're seeing, the 70% exceedance of 160,000 acre feet for Hood River at Tucker Bridge, for example. So I think considering the snowpack year, more hedging it toward that lower end is wise from a water management perspective.
And I would think this is why we're seeing so many different, irrigation districts I can think of in this area in particular, the Kingsley Reservoir project that was done to expand that, to be able to hold what you have and also be able to maybe to hold the rain runoff better than we have in the past. I would think that's happening in a lot of areas, and it is probably something that's going to be important to consider in the future, isn't it?
It is, yeah. That lead time in snow-dominated basins have that lead time for the volume, but there's obviously some larger reservoirs that have to maintain a little storage. But there is the refill season, and in some basins there is carryover where they were able to store from last year's big snowpack that still brings them into this water year that begins October 1st from at a higher level. So they can, you could see as December and January were shaping up, we were well below normal for snowpack accrual. So a lot of reservoir operators are being conservative and holding the pools higher with their other, considering their other objectives as well.
And I would think man, the bottom line in this, obviously, is it has been a drought winter, if you will, with all of this. At least on the snow side. Actually, I can't say that on the rain side. But out of this, would also I would think people, as you mentioned, it'd probably take a miracle at this point. When do you really consider the snow year to be over? I would think it would be not at this point, but I would think sometime early April would be the end.
That's right. Yeah, early to mid-April. We have seen some, in the period of records, some run-ups in April, but that was earlier in the data set back in the 80s and things. So there's mid-April is typically where you would see sort of things coming into final focus for peak snowpack. Mm-hmm. Specifically in the Hood, Sandy, Lower Deschutes Basin, you know, the end of March is typically the normal peak of the season. So that's, you know, it would depend on an anomalous year to have more of a run-up in April. So we typically see the peak right at the end of the month here that we're in.
And people, by the way, want to see the maps and the charts that I've been referring to on this segment. All you have to do is you know, go to the NRCS Oregon Snow Survey website. If you put that in your search engine, you'll get there. And Jason, that has all the data, so people can kind of get a look at it and understand where we're headed for.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for that opportunity. We publish those once a month. We still will have an upcoming, but our website updates daily. So if you Google Oregon Snow Survey, and then our Water Supply Outlook Report is the once a month, but we also have daily data from our network of snowtell stations. Mm-hmm. You know, Mount Hood Test Site just near Timberline Lodge is one close by, and we have several in the basin there. So that's where you would get real time data. And then we'll still have a new issuance here in April coming up of our Outlook Report, and in May and June as well. So please keep a lookout there.
Jason Ward's been with us, NRCS Oregon Water Supply Specialist. Thanks for doing this, Jason. And actually, we'll probably try to bring you back again here later in the spring when we have maybe a little more, continued clarity on the picture we're looking at for the spring, the summertime in particular for our irrigators.
Sounds good, Mark. Thanks for the time, and I hope we have a little better news to share next time.
I hope so. Jason, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it. 8:27 in the morning on MCT. When we come back, we'll take a look at the news. Matt Coleman from Skyline Hospital will be with us in a few minutes as we continue along on a Thursday morning.
With other language learning apps, I was just playing games. I wasn't really learning. Babbel's different.
Babbel was designed by over 200 language learning experts to be the most effective way to learn another language.
Every time I open the app, I can choose to work on my writing, speaking, or listening. And it saves my mistakes for me to review, so I'm constantly improving. Before Babbel, I thought I just wasn't good with languages. But now I'm speaking French. Tout ça, c'est grâce à Babbel.
Save up to 50% on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You need someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now you can meet them fast on ZipRecruiter.
Build your team, build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Hello, this is Dr. Stanley with Cascade Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Center. Does your child play a club or school sport that requires a sports physical to participate? Sports physicals focus on the health of the athlete and are required every 2 years from 7th through 12th grade. At Cascade Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Center, we offer same-day appointments for sports physicals that meet both Oregon and Washington state requirements. Please call 541-296-2294 or visit cosmc.org to schedule an appointment for your athlete today.
Mark your calendar. The Bicoastal Media Radio Auction is this Saturday, presented by Guild Mortgage. Take advantage of savings on over $150,000 worth of local goods and services. Dining certificates, health and beauty, auto service, travel and entertainment, outdoor recreation, home improvement, and more. Increase your chances to win items by securing a bidder number now. Call 541-296-2211. Our on-air live radio auction, Saturday, March 14th, presented by Guild Mortgage.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today guests is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
Eight 8:30 in the morning, checking our news. A Marion County Circuit Court judge ruled that a statewide vote on transportation tax hikes can proceed in May, marking a win for Democratic lawmakers recently rescheduled the vote from November. Senior Judge David Leith denied a request for preliminary injunction filed by two Republican lawmakers and dozens of voters who had referred the tax hikes to the ballot. Democrats approved the tax hikes last fall, and they were set to go into effect in January. Until the opponents gathered enough signatures through a referendum to put the tax increases before voters. Last week, Democrats had pushed through a bill that would move the day of the vote. Opponents filed a lawsuit arguing lawmakers cannot alter the election date of a referendum measure after it has been successfully placed on the ballot. Leith issued his decision against the anti-tax petitioners on Wednesday, one day after both parties laid out their cases in court as to whether he should issue a preliminary injunction pausing the move. The deadline to file for Oregon's primary election, of course, has come and gone. It features an array of candidates for the Wasco County Commission, but only the incumbents for the Hood River County Commission. There are four candidates for Wasco County Commission Position 1, which is being vacated by four-term office holder Scott Hagee. They are former Wasco County Clerk Lisa Gamby, NorCor Business Manager Nicole Beachler, former Mayor of the Dalles and current Klickitat County Administrator Rob Van Cleve, and Wasco County Republican Central Committee Chair John Grant. Phil Brady is seeking re-election to Position 3 and is opposed by C.H. Ernest Motor Company President Mike Ernest and Mid-Columbia Fire and Rescue Board Member Dick Schaffeld. In Hood River County, the three current commissioners are unopposed. Chair Jennifer Ewer, District 1's Letty Valle Moretti, and District 3's Ed Weathers. It is a crowded field seeking the District 52 seat in the Oregon State House. Current Wasco County Commissioner Scott Hagee is running for the Republican nomination along with Darcy Lapierre and Robert Fleming. The Democrats seeking the position are Nick Walden Poublon, David Osborne, Hank Sanders, and Bernard Seeger. Current District 52 Representative Jeff Helfrich, the lone Republican for filing for the State Senate District 26 position. Nicole Bassett and Matthew Favreau are seeking the Democrat nomination. House District 57 embattled incumbent Greg Smith is being challenged by fellow Republican Jim Doherty, with no Democrats filing for the seat. Oregon's 2nd Congressional District, Republican incumbent Cliff Bentz has two GOP challengers in the primary, Andrea Carr and Peter Larson. It's a crowded field for the Democrat nomination, including Patty Snow, John Rasmussen, Peter Quince, Rebecca Mueller, Mary Doyle, and Chris Beck. 3rd Congressional District, incumbent Democrat Maxine Dexter is opposed in the primary by Jessica Salas and Andrew Castellea. Lauren Isles filed on the last day and is the only Republican seeking the seat. Current temperatures, 42 in Stevenson, 44 in the Dalles, 43 in Hood River. It's 8:32 in the morning.
Hey, it's Zach from Del Carpine Automotive. You know those tall Sprinter vans that look like they could secretly double as apartments? Yeah, we work on those, and we know them really well. Whether it's your adventure rig, work van, or mystery mobile full of camping gear and snacks from 2022, we've got you covered. We're now just 10 minutes up the hill in our great new location in Hood River. Come see us! From Mercedes and Ford, big rigs to Sprinters, no jobs too big or small. At Del Carpine, we work on them all.
Family owned and locally trusted.
Class today will be lecturing on the high points of history in the Dalles. We all know that the Dalles was founded in 1857, but did you know that in 1904, Bonds Printing was founded, starting with handset type and a hand-fed press? Since then, they've grown and expanded to become an authorized Konica & Olta copier dealer in the 1990s. And they still provide a wide range of printing services, all while being owned by the same family. Certainly, one of the high points in history, wouldn't you say?
Bonds Printing, 308 Union, the Dalles, 541-296-2361.
After my wife died, I lost myself too. I didn't feel like doing anything or seeing anyone. Then my granddaughter called to say she misses me, and I realized I had to make a change. That's when I made the call. I got referred to a psychiatrist, and she explained depression can happen to anyone. I'm learning that getting help doesn't make me weak. It makes me stronger. Mental health care works when you make the call.
See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
KIHR weather for the Gorge.
Your local forecast brought to you by SheFire. For all your fire protection needs and safety training, we're certified, mobile, local, and insured. 541-980-1181. 980-1181. That's SheFire.
Rain forecast for the next couple of days. Highs today in the upper 40s. West wind at 20 miles per hour. Good gust to 35 during the morning.
Mid-Columbia Today is a public affairs program of Bi-Coastal Media Columbia River, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR and GorgeRadio.com. Now, back to Mark Bailey.
And it is now 8:35 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today, as it is a Thursday morning. And we're now with us on the telephone from Skyline Health, the CEO, Matt Coleman's with us. Good morning, Matt.
How are you doing this morning, Mark?
All right, how are you doing today?
Excellent day today.
Well, that is good. You guys have a big event coming up in April, 18th of April. It's going to be Cultivate Columbia for the Skyline Health Foundation. This is something that has been going on for a while, been an annual event. But so, Matt, what are you guys planning this year?
Well, the theme of Columbia this year is the power of us. It's really celebrating how this community supports one another with a specific focus on healthcare. We'll be talking about where your philanthropy dollars are spent in the Gorge to support healthcare, and a little bit about plans for future growth of Skyline Hospital and outpatient clinics.
As far as the money raised through this event, do you have any particular areas you're going to dedicate the money to?
Well, yeah, there are some things that the foundation focuses on: breast health, supporting social drivers of health programs in the Gorge, and also supporting the hospital with specific equipment purchases. We don't have a list of specific equipment that we're looking to ask the foundation for at this time. We will be developing those plans over just the next couple of weeks based on the strategic planning of Skyline Hospital, which happens on tomorrow, Friday the 13th.
Okay, so that is a What the cause is here. I would assume probably with the event, the Best Western Plus Hood River Inn, 18th of April, I assume probably a good dinner is planned, and I would imagine an auction and all those good things.
Yeah, Best Western has been a supporter of Skyline for years. That has been an amazing partnership, which has endured. There is a live auction. There is a silent auction. And just a lot of good fun and learning a little bit about how to support healthcare in the Gorge. Mm-hmm.
So if someone wants to get tickets for this and take part, how can they do that?
Go to Skyline Health's webpage or give me a call. I can give you my work number. It's 509-637-2919. And happy to point you to the right people to talk to get your tickets secured. They are selling out fast. I believe we have, at this point, around 70 tickets left total. That's about 7 tables worth. So if you're interested, please let us know soon.
All right. So that is coming up on the 18th of April, the Best Western Plus Hood River Inn, the annual Cultivate Columbia event for the Skyline Health Foundation. You just mentioned, though, in talking about this, strategic planning. It sounds like tomorrow, you're going to go into this in depth for a facility, hospital, medical care facility like yourself. When you go through this exercise, what do you tend to focus on?
Well, we start with community needs. So, just a little context here, real quick. Skyline is a public hospital district. That means that we have some partial support for our operations that come through property taxes in our taxing district. And we are required by law to meet community needs to the best of our ability. So we start with community needs. We just finalized a community needs health assessment that we did in conjunction with Klickitat Valley Hospital and Klickitat County Health Department. And that shows some things around transportation, around access to specialty services, some interest in more pediatric availability for care, and things around behavioral health. So all of my board of commissioners, I have 5 commissioners that serve. They're all elected officials. And we're going to get together with them and the senior leadership for Skyline. And we're going to talk about how do we best try to fit into meeting these needs with the other partners in the Gorge. One of the things, Mark, that has already been decided by the board during our last board meeting is that we are going to go to the community and we are going to ask to increase the rate of our current levy. We currently have a levy that taxes people within the district at a rate of 49 cents for $1,000 of the value of their home. We're going to ask the community to increase that to 75 cents, so a change of 26 cents per 1,000. What that means is that if you have a home that's worth $400,000, you have a $100 in increased taxes per year. If your home is worth $800,000, it's roughly worth an increase of $200 in taxes per year. And those dollars will go to investing in additional services on the Washington side of the river so that care can stay close to home. People don't have to travel farther than they need to get what they need. And that's our commitment to the community, and we take it very seriously.
The decision, now, is this going to be in the November ballot?
We'll be on the April ballot. It'll be April 28th over here.
You're going to go on April. So you're going in April.
Yes, sir.
Going out, is there a worry about the timing of this? Because for some of your hospital district, obviously not all, but for some of it, they has made a pretty big tax commitment to the White Sand Valley School District for their new K-12 campus. And I guess if I was sitting there, I'd be wondering how much more can I afford if I was a resident on that side of the river. How much did the current tax climate enter into your considerations?
Well, it did. It did. We have a fiscal obligation, a fiduciary obligation, to make choices that are in the best interests of the hospital on behalf of the community. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, our elected board of commissioners thought, we need to do this. We have such a growth in demand for services at Skyline. Our surgery department in volume has grown 27% over the last couple of years. Imaging's up 14%, mammography specifically up 13%. The clinic, and there's a lot of good doctors in the Gorge. So the fact that our clinic has grown 8%, year over year is actually a big deal in a community this small. We have an obligation to continue to provide services that meet the changing and growing needs of the community. We hope the community will support that. Ultimately, they have to choose. What I can tell you is that we will invest those dollars back into services that this community needs. And not all of those services make Skyline any money. Here's a couple of numbers that are important. In 2025, now these are rough numbers, they're rounded, they're not precise. In 2025, Skyline received roughly $1.4 million in tax support from our community. We also gave away $1.8 million in uncompensated care.
Now, when I hear the growth numbers, I think I know the answer to this, and actually you just gave a glimpse into it with that last set. But when I hear all the growth areas, when I hear growth, I usually think, okay, there should be financial growth there. I already am very well aware healthcare doesn't necessarily work that way for reasons we don't have time to get into right now. Could we be here till midnight?
Yes, sir.
But when I hear that, if I'm a voter, I'm going, okay, if all this is growing, why do I need to chip in more on the tax level?
Well, I think you know the answer, but I'll go ahead and give it to you from my perspective anyhow. Yeah. It's because not everything that we do, not everything that our community needs ends up putting a dollar to our bottom line. And I said that in a way that kind of sounds very for-profit. Skyline is a not-for-profit institution, but like any business, to continue to function into the future, you have to have a little money left over at the end of the year that you get to invest in things, updated technologies, keeping the roof on the building from leaking, hiring the right kind of staff. So Skyline, for example, we just hired a second general surgeon. This gives Skyline 365 days of surgical coverage through our emergency department. That's not something our community's ever had before. That's a big deal. We've also recently hired a sports medicine doctor. His name's Ryan Petering. And sports medicine isn't just for, high school football players and track athletes. Sports medicine is anybody who moves and has things that they like to do. If you like riding your horse, but your lower back is keeping you from doing that, Dr. Petering can help you out. If you've got arthritis and you're wondering what to do about that, you don't want surgery, Dr. Petering can help you out. So keeping our community active and moving and engaged in their daily living is what Skyline is committed to. And these two new hires, as an example, are ways that we try to keep the community healthy. And all of that costs money. Some of it makes us money, but we're a critical access hospital, public hospital district. So the way that we are funded by the government doesn't even keep us at a break even. We receive 99% of what it costs us to deliver the care. So that's a 1% loss on all of those patients that do not have commercial insurance that need care. So to keep the hospital viable, those tax dollars and philanthropy dollars through things like Cultivate Columbia, those are really important to us.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned when you talked about you being with the strategic planning and the areas that you're looking at, behavioral health was one of them. And
yes,
that has been an issue that has been talked about at the Clickitat County level for a long time. It gets talked about everywhere, but Clickitat County in particular. And we get to economy of scale on some of this. Realistically, the behavioral health needs of Clickitat County for behavioral health care, can they be met locally, given that, you know, it's not like you're living in a metropolitan area where there's that, where the numbers start to maybe work a little better financially? How far can you get mm-hmm. with this?
Well, there are going to be limits for us. We all know that. We chose, my family chose to move to a smaller community like White Salmon 2.5 years ago. We're so glad that we did. We love this community. Everybody who lives in the Gorge has made a choice to live in rural America, and to some degree knowing that there are compromises for that kind of lifestyle. One of those compromises is that we're never going to have the type of health care that you're going to get in downtown New York City, right? The good thing is we don't have to live in downtown New York City. What we will do, right, is we will take our ability to help folks with behavioral health needs as far as we can, and we do that in partnership, right? So going back to Cultivate Columbia, the theme of that evening is the power of us. It is focused on Skyline Health, but it's more than just that. It's what does WAGAP do? What does the county help do? What do some of our entities across the river from us on the Oregon side also help to do? So as we address behavioral health, we will be doing so in partnership with other entities like the county. We will be exploring partnerships. We are right now exploring partnerships with local private therapists who want to help the community but can't figure out a financial path forward to do that. The hospital is in a position to help with those conversations and even to help provide some financial formulations that can make it work for patients and can make it work for the therapists and ultimately have our community taken care of. So there are some creative things we can do. And it does at the end of the day take some money to do those.
Do you see particular gaps that realistically can be filled right now? You started to outline it a little bit, but do you see where there are gaps in the behavioral health services in Clickitat County that there are answers, assuming you have the resources?
Yeah, I really do. I think there is kind of a coalition of the willing, you know, to borrow a phrase. And I don't want to get too far over my skis because we haven't had our strategic planning session yet. That happens tomorrow. I need my board of commissioners to weigh in on some of these plans. But yes, there are plans to help increase access to talk therapy, right? To counseling, so to speak. I do think that with the right kind of partnerships, we can have a prescriber for the county. So a psychiatrist, somebody who handles those more complicated medications when those need to happen. I think there are some cross-county or inter-county partnerships, possibly between us and some entities in Yakima County that could help us with folks who need some more serious long-term help. Maybe they need to be in an inpatient setting for a while to help address their needs. That's a good example, Mark, of what you referenced earlier. Clickitat County may never have the kind of population where our own inpatient beds for psychiatric needs would be doable. But we can have partnerships with counties, possibly like Clark County, possibly Yakima County, where those things are doable. And my board and I are going to be exploring those. Some of those conversations are more advanced than others, but it would really be premature to give too much detail today. But when we get closer to making decisions on those things, I'd be happy to talk with you about those.
I'll ask you one more question on this. We just got a little a couple minutes left here. But I am interested I've heard from hospitals, and you see this in news from other areas. There are hospitals and how dealing with behavioral health issues, especially in emergency rooms, it challenges the breadth of what an emergency room is able to do. I'd be curious to know, do you see that at a hospital like a Skyline, at a more rural hospital?
We do. Again, it's not at the same volume.
Right.
But we also have fewer resources to bring to bear on those situations when they do happen. I'll put my emergency room staff up against anybody, second to none. Their parts are in the right place. Their skills are top notch, and yet it puts a strain on the resources we do have when we have limited options for helping to take care of somebody who's in a certain kind of distress. Oftentimes those people will be boarded in an emergency department room for a day or more. Mm-hmm. The county's DCRs, designated crisis responders, they also do an excellent job, but they're dealing with trying to have resources that don't exist in our community, but somebody else's community help us out in a lot of those situations. That's a long-winded way of saying, yes, we have some answers to those problems, and yes, we definitely need to be better at them. They do occur even in a small town like White Salmon and the surrounding areas.
Again, Skyline Health Foundation, Cultivate Columbia event, April 18th. You heard Matt mention they still have a limited number of tickets left. And again, call 509-637-2919, I believe, was the number you gave Matt that you can help him out and get the tickets. And it is on April 18th, but it's a little over a month away, but I don't think the tickets are going to last for a month. So if you want to go and take part and help out the Skyline Health Foundation, probably should do this as quickly as possible. CEO Matt Coleman's with us. Matt, thanks for doing this.
Happy to do it. Happy to talk to you anytime. Hope to see some of you on the 18th.
Thank you, Matt. Matt Coleman, CEO of Skyline Health. It is 8:51 in the morning. We will come back and head toward wrapping it up for you after this.
Confidence is knowing you're ready to handle whatever comes your way. That's what it feels like to take on your workday with Cintas. They make sure your AEDs are up to date, your fire extinguishers are tested and inspected, your floor mats are cleaned and delivered, and your workwear looks good, feels good, and is freshly laundered with the Cintas Apparel Plus program. So are you ready to take on today? Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you can choose the best coverage option for you. Because you know you. Like, you know that hiking isn't for you. Sure, it sounds nice to be in nature while exercising, but that's what a gym and houseplants are for. I mean, you don't even like walking upstairs. So why would you walk up a hill? For miles? To what, end up high in the air? Come on, you know you're scared of heights. Only you know you. So get coverage options within your budget with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, you're listening to Meditating with Jan from Toyota. Soften your focus and visualize yourself off-roading in a Tacoma. Now engage your senses. What do you hear? A donkey. Because you're driving the kids to a farm sanctuary in a Grand Highlander. Breathe in, breathe out, and go from dreaming it to driving it today.
Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Event ends March 31st.
Toyota, let's go places.
Mark your calendar. The Bi-Coastal Media Radio Auction is this Saturday, presented by Guild Mortgage. Take advantage of savings on over $150,000 worth of local goods and services. Dining certificates, health and beauty, auto service, travel and entertainment, outdoor recreation, home improvement, and more. Increase your chances to win items by securing a bidder number now. Call 541-296-2211. Our on-air live radio auction, Saturday, March 14th, presented by Guild Mortgage.
Coffee for Mid-Columbia Today Guest is provided by Hood River Coffee Roasters, the gorgeous local coffee roasters on Tucker Road on the Heights in Hood River.
And we are back as it is 8:54 in the morning on Mid-Columbia Today. You just heard our disembodied voice mention that, I guess we're all disembodied voices on radio, aren't we? mean, unless we go the video YouTube route. But anyway, the Bi-Coastal Media Radio Auction presented by Guild Mortgage, it is coming. It'll be Saturday at 8 in the morning. We were just checking all our connections yesterday. We're ready to go to network these stations together for this one big event. And there's lists of items for you available at GorgeRadio.com. We should emphasize, you want to get a bidder number. You don't have to have a bidder number to bid, by the way. We do recommend it because it makes it easier to do the process, especially if you're bidding on a lot of different things. And there are a lot of people out there that do that. But call 541-296-2211. I'll repeat the number because this is the number to call. If you call our talk show number, I will tell you to call this number. Or Cameron will tell you to call this number. Whoever answers will tell you to call this number. 541-296-2211 is the number to get a bidder number. Now, this talk show number that we use, you can call on the day of the auction to bid. That's the bidder. That's the number to bid on things. I know that probably isn't the easiest way to do things in the world, but that's the way the office works. So get a bidder number, 541-296-2211. Do it today, and you'll be all set for Saturday. And again, if you don't get a bidder number, that's okay. Just join us at 8 o'clock in the morning, going into the mid-afternoon, and you will have a chance to save money on a lot of different things. Go to GorgeRadio.com and check out the complete catalog. It is 8:55 in the morning. We are going to tell you what's coming up tomorrow right after this.
If you owe back taxes, listen carefully to rule number one. Never go up against the IRS alone. They're cracking down, freezing bank accounts, garnishing paychecks, canceling passports. Even your home or business could be at risk. But here's what they don't tell you. The IRS has powerful tax relief programs that could save you thousands if you qualify. That's why smart people call Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax resolution firm. Nobody knows these programs like the experts at Optima. Their team of tax attorneys and licensed professionals have resolved over $2 billion in tax debt for people just like you. The IRS is not stopping, so don't wait and don't take them on alone. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599. 800-780-3599.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
I am Imelda Padilla. I am a daughter, a mother, a sister, and a proud member of this community. Being part of Skyline Health, both on the hospital and the foundation board, allows me to support the healthcare that this community needs to keep us strong. That's why I am committed to supporting Skyline, not just as a patient, but as a board member. This hospital makes our community stronger and healthier every day. I am Skyline.
Tune in weekday mornings at 8:05 and keep up with community events and issues with the Mid-Columbia Today Show on Mid-Columbia's News Leaders, 98.3 FM and 1340 AM KIHR.
8:57 in the morning. Tomorrow on this show, we'll talk Columbia Gorge Discovery Center, and we'll do something else also. I've got a couple invitations out. But we will talk Columbia Gorge Discovery Center with Danny Cosgrove, and I'm sure we'll preview a little bit the presentation tomorrow, lecture from the Laser Interferometer Gravitational Wave Observatory out of Richland. It's Cosmic Frequencies, an Evening of Music, Science, and Gravity. Free admission to that Discovery Center. Tomorrow evening, there'll be local wine and beer beginning at 6, music by Tunnel Number 3, and the lecture begins at 7. We should note this evening at Columbia Innovation Hub, March Hub Talk. The subject is A Seat at the Table, Women Shaping the Gorge Economy. That'll be at the Ruins in Hood River. Doors open at 5:30 today for that event. So go to GorgeRadio.com and you check out our events page. There's all sorts of events going on over the next few days. The pace of getting events is picking up greatly, which it usually does. It's springtime. We're coming out of the winter doldrums, if we had really any winter to have doldrums about. And that was the subject of our first interview of the day, wasn't it? With the lack of snow. But we are heading into springtime. I have seen those stories where apparently we're supposedly going to have a wet spring, which might not be a bad thing after the not particularly wet, especially. Well, actually, the precipitation's normal. It's just the snowpack is very low because the temperatures were too high. Anyway, you heard a professional explain it. You don't need me. I'm done. For Cameron Eisenberg, I'm Mark Bailey. Talk to you again on Friday.
Mid-Columbia Today Show is a public affairs presentation of Bi-Coastal Media, Columbia River. The views expressed on the program are not necessarily those of the station, parent company, or of the sponsors. We welcome your suggestions for future shows. Call us at 541-386-1511. If you've missed any of today's show, go online to GorgeRadio.com and click on Local On Demand for our podcast version. Thank you for listening to Mid-Columbia Today.